Bethasas Kukude. Blessings.
What's happened?
Oh, okay, it stopped.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says in the Kuf Ahmad Aleph, Rav Huna Minicha, says Kuf Ahmad Aleph, five lines down. Rav Huna Minicha, that means the Gemara brought down until then, what we learned last week, was there was Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Papa, who's the author of our Mishnah. Rav Huna said the author of the Mishnah is going to contribute, because if Yesi is maskim on Erev Pesach, that you cannot eat Kuntam Chaminchim, and Rav Papa said, no, it's going like the author of Sev Yudha, that in the end of the day, the Gemara checked to Rav Huna. The Gemara proved that we're going like Rav Huna. So, according to Rav Huna, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Aviv Sochim, Dak Aviv Sochim, because on every other day of the year, every Erev Shabbos, or every Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda was told you are allowed to eat. But Erev Pesach cannot. So, Rabbi Yehuda faith the Gemara, Rabbi Huna mean Yicha. Why do you think it's any better according to Rav Huna? These Amoraim, we have to remember their names because it was very important in the end of the sugya. But these Amoraim, which were Rav Huna, who was these Amoraim? Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Bo in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Why is it so important who they are? Because we, in the Halacha Lemaisa, we paskin, places brought down at the bottom of the page that Rabbi Yochanan held the Halacha like Rabbi Yochi. Oh, and if Rabbi Yochanan said the Halacha like Rabbi Yochi, then we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But then Taisa said, but one second, there's another Gersa that wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, and so we don't have a Raya that we're passing like this Shitta. So if it is Rabbi Yochanan, then it's got a lot of weight. Then Rabbi Yochanan setting out the halacha. Sorry.
And it was another Yorah, not yet.
So if there is a Yerushalayim, it's a lot of weight, and a Yerushalayim is telling us that Allah is like a Yehuda on Erev Pesach, and Allah is like a Yerushalayim on Erev Shabbos. So what does it mean by halacha? Says the Gemara, what does halacha mean? Doesn't halacha mean that there's a machlekes? Halacha means there's a machlekes, and yet we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a machlekes, it means if Yehuda is chaylek, also an Erev Pesach. And also an Erev Pesach, if Yehuda holds that you're allowed to eat from Somach L'mincha. So it's a kash on Erev Huna. Halacha mechlal de pligi. Halacha if Yehuda be'Erev Pesach, mechlal de pligi. If Yehuda be'Shavah, it's mochel de b'Yehuda, agzim po'ot, sub'din chazor today in the month. And for the Gemara, nope. So it's a kash on Erev Huna as well. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Can't be a Biyasi, because Biyasi holds an Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat Somach L'mincha. So here comes the new second half of the sugya, that indeed the halacha is like that we paskin on Erev Pesach, both of Biyasi and if you don't hold, you're not allowed to start eating a meal from Somach L'mincha. On that there's no dispute. So what is the dispute? What's the dispute? Loi halacha mechlal de pligi v'asoko. Here comes the second half of the sugya, that although you're allowed to start eating either after mincha or according to Beisi, maybe even till night, but there's a new shaila. What happens in a case when you were eating and it came to the time when it's already night? Do you need to stop? Right, that's a new machlokes. No, yeah, Allah Makhlal the Bligh of Sagh. The Tanya Mamsik and Shabbos is Tivir Buddha. If Buddha says that you're in the middle of a meal when Shabbos comes, you have to stop. What does it mean by stop, Rabbi Shabbat? What does Mamsikin mean?
He's just to take away the table.
Take away the table and bench. Yeah, that's Ikin. The bench and start again. That's Ikin. Mamsikin means you bench, you start your meal again. Mamsikin and Shabbos, you need to have a Shabbos meal, not a continuation of a weekday meal. It needs to be a Shabbos meal. Tivir Buddha. If you say my Mamsikin, Rishi says that you don't need it to start a Shabbos meal, just continue on. In fact, it doesn't have to be a Shabbos meal as well. You possibly just continue on. Maite ve Shem Gamliel Reb Yude Rebbe Yitzi Shem Estobin Ba'akoi. They were sitting in Akoi Bekiddush Alem Ayoyim, and it became Shabbos. Amrei Yeshbag Reb Yitzi Reb Shem Gamliel said Reb Yitzi Berebi. Remember what Berebi means? Do you want to wait and do you want to stop, and we should take into account the opinion of Reb Yehuda, our friend? Interesting. Some people on Geirus, Reb Yehuda was there. Some people have Reb Yehuda, we have it in brackets, but some people don't have a Geirusa. There was simply Reb Yehoshua and Gamliel and Reb Yehuda. And then we understand why Gracie was
there. Not Reb Yehuda?
No, Yehuda, because he wasn't the God. Why bad behavior though?
Because he's telling him in front of Rabbi Yehuda, he's standing right there. He's like, you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, there you are.
One thing. If we say Rabbi Yehuda wasn't there, then we understand very much why Gracie was so hot about this. He said, there's no reason to take into account Rabbi Yehuda, Bechlau. Yeah, you just want to go into me. If Reb Yehuda was there and you want to take into the account, because he is...
There could be there in general meeting, but at that moment, Reb Yehuda is away.
No, I'm saying, if you're not Gerusha, then the story was Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda were sitting together. A different Gerusha story. Some people are Gerusha, there's just two people there.
That's why they're Talmidim.
Some people aren't Gerusha, Reb Yehuda. And if so, then you've got Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon Gamliel turns around to Reb Yehuda and says, you know what, let's stop. Why should we stop? Yeah, because there's an opinion out there that holds it's good I to stop your meal now. Then Reb Yehuda is definitely understand Reb Yehuda getting very upset about it. I got this, which is the Malkim, Reb Yehuda, you're with me now. If you want to be much with Reb Yehuda elsewhere, fine, but you're with me and you're not going to be gracious in my opinion. But Tosfos clearly learned that Reb Yehuda was there. Because Tosfos says that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon Gamliel started Beheta means before Mincha. How do we know that? A small thing, I think we missed out. Reb Yehuda was there. The Tosfos was Goyis, the Reb Yehuda was there. And then you have to say that in truth, indeed, even though Reb Yehuda was there, Reb Yehuda was felt strong enough that you don't start catering for other opinions when I'm the Mordechai, so I'm the Barabasi, you should follow me. Something that happens to these two sisters.
And Gamliel said it was.
Shimon Gamliel.
If it was the God.
No, Reb Yehuda was.
Yes,
Reb Yehuda. He said, Reb Yehuda, the God of the day. Shimon Gamliel was a Talmid then. He was
But usually the Gor is this brackets like this.
Yeah, sure. We are guys. I taste this. Right. I'm just saying that the reason why it's in brackets is that our opinions are not good.
Okay. I would think the brackets was to show that he didn't include Reb Yehuda in this conversation. You lead up.
No. Brackets are done by the princes.
Wow. Do you really believe this? This level. Do you think that if I was in front of you with another rabbi, that I would say, hey, Reb Kook, why don't we do like Rav Jacobson would say? You think I would say that to him?
Why not? Okay, but Mike, the brackets are done by the princes, so you can say your theories.
I don't believe you said it out loud.
Okay, fine. There's nothing to do with
brackets. I'm gonna get the brackets, I
guess. How do you want to know? You can make a Purim show about this, exactly what actually the story was and how he leaned over. How many degrees? But actually, in the point why there's a bracket is because there's two good sides, and the printer felt the need to add it in because that was just a thesis. But other Rishonim don't learn that. Other Rishonim learn the job from Shimon Gamliel and
tell me, at any time the brackets like this in the Gemara that we go, that means that what? It's another din.
Means that some people don't have that gusha.
Oh, yeah,
generally, right. If you look at Rashbam doesn't actually bring down Reb Yehuda in the story.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what happens. Okay, she doesn't say if Rebuta was there or not. Okay. She doesn't say whether Rebuta was there. But the Taita says clearly Rebuta was there. Taita says clearly Rebuta was there, and that's our Gersa. So they were sitting there, and they start with Beheta, that's what Taita says, and it came night. So what's that like if you start Beheta and it comes night? Machlekes, you have to stop or not? If you started Beheta, if you started when you were wrong to start, everyone agrees you have to stop. But if you started Beheta, then Rabbi Yehuda also has to stop, and if somebody else says he does, and Amalei if somebody Gamliel Rabbi Yehuda, be Rabbi Yitzchak on Lashlik Benechus Rabbi Yehuda Chaverino, Amalei bechol yoyim atom machab bechol yoyim veyoyim atom machab dvorai lebnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every day you prefer my words more than Rabbi Yehuda. Va'achshav atom machab is Rabbi Yehuda before night, and now all of a sudden you're going to bring the words of Rabbi Yehuda and in front of me, take that into account. Hagam lichvish as a mal kimi bevois. Amalei, so he said, we will not stop. Shemo yiru talmidim ve yigbu alocha zeish. We're worried if the talmidim see that we stopped and the alochas. No, we don't need to stop. Maybe not Paschim, we have to stop.
Isn't it?
Therefore, they were machmir not to stop.
Isn't it logical to say that it's not Rabban Shimon Rabban Eber Rabbi Yosef says it?
Yeah, but Rashbam, it would be a maskin. But the Rashbam, if you look at the Rashbam, the Dibber Matzvah, Omer Lo Yerub Shimon Gmil, Inkri Lo Nastik.
Yeah, I saw it. See? But it seems like it's...
I wouldn't have explained it this way if it wasn't for the Rashbam who said that.
Why should Rabbi Shimon come up with another reason why it shouldn't be maskin? Isn't it not just that you're having it go to you?
That's why we're exempting, got more of a point. Amru, that Rabbi said, you know what, now that we're made in Israel, we're not going to stop. But like the Rashbam does say to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, yeah, was mechazik the words of Rabbi Yehoshua. I hear what you're saying. I hear your taina. He had Daniel's taina. Rabbi Yehoshua already told him a reason why we should pass on Rabbi Yehoshua. So why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel not telling you another reason, another chizuk for your words? I hear. He didn't move from there until they passed they were kibbeah the halacha like kibbeah. So halacha the meister, that's what it seems to be till these two dots. Halacha kibbeah means aimastikim, right? So now we know, and we went a bit right in the Gemara, we know there's another line in the Gemara, which we haven't seen in Ashram yet, in places, but we know there's another line in the Gemara. The Yudam Ashwal said, Paris Nafal Makadish. That means, you do have to stop. Come Kiddush, you do have to stop. Paris Nafal Makadish. Come nighttime, you stop while you're eating, you make Kiddush, and you go right to. So isn't that a direct contradiction with the line beforehand that Lezoz Mishram Ashikova Alokhya Vesi? Oh, so it says of the Nil, the Rashbam answers this. The Rashbam answers and says, Shmuel should have other halachas of Rabbi Yehoshua. Shmuel's machme a little bit. Shmuel's machme to say that Paris Nafal Makadosh. That fits in well with the Shachar Tzayis of Gemara. Lo yizozem yisham ad shekova halachas of Rabbi Yehoshua. Abba, you can be more machme a little bit if you want. Paris Nafal Makadosh. You don't need to stop it. Paris Nafal Makadosh.
And if you're not machme, then you might be shaving.
After benching.
Isn't the whole point of the story? The whole story that was made, they wanted to be more machmir. And then they said, no, we're not going
to
be more machmir.
To bench and start a whole fresh meal, that's machmir. Yeah? It might even be a brosh in tzitzit. If you bench and you don't need to bench, and you're going to start again. It might even be a brosh in tzitzit. One talak is you're not meant to stop.
Yeah.
Then you can't bench, right? But just to stop and make kiddush now, there's no issues of washing tzitzit. You're not allowed to make brachas for no reason. Let's say I've got a cucumber, and I'm going to be eating my meal in about a minute. And in the meal, you don't make brachas on cucumbers. So you're not allowed to make a bracha on the cucumber before the meal. Because you can wait and save yourself a bracha. And once the Rebbe tells me that, I'll have to buy a bracha. that you're not allowed to, you do not need to bench and start a new meal. If you would bench and start a new meal, that's a Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Okay, you can't do that. But if you want to stop and just be praised up and up on the Kaddish, that's the same. You're not making it's not much teaching. It's just being machna, I want to make it straight away. And that says Rashbam, that's not cool, that's not spiritual. Beauty, that's an element which I'm machna about. The problem is, according to Tosis, Tosis says, let's jump straight to the last Tosis. Tosis says, Tosis, Rashbam, his name is Shmuel, I love you, Beauty. And Shabbat, Achmi, Avvah, Shabbatik, Mishu, Dakir, Mishu, Kiddush. They say, Mark, he's called on a commander. Who's called going like? The right of the Tony Purit Mapa Makadish, they might have Sakas Achila. The bright which we're going to see in a minute later on about Pesach Mekadosh, which we haven't done yet, that's talking about the beginning of the meal. So there is no opinion that says if you're in the middle of a meal, you have to be praised Mapa Mekadosh. There is no such opinion. So who is the small going like? So it says, Rashbam, it's going like,
yes.
a twist of lemon. Right, says that says to you, or beginam dochak. This small salak hachachamim. Says to you, this small salak hachachamim. Talk is to be shalmi, if you're the rain, shame, shalom, do the rain, be the rain, beiti. Avol hachachamim, I mean, praise, mabam, kaddish. So according to Tesis, there's been a U-turn from one line to the next. Loizazam isham, achakav alachi, beiti. Along comes Shmuel and say, you know, there's a third opinion. And we pass it like that. The Machlek is Jim Yudan Abiyasi, that lays off me something, pass it like Abiyasi. But there's a third opinion, we pass it like him. So third place, the Sakhle Dakhli Kimana Lach, we have to know what Allah is like. Tafakat Dom Abiyachron, El Halach Abiyasi, even though Abiyachron, remember the word Abiyachron? Abiyachron said Allah Abiyasi, which means an Arab Shabbos, what's Allah? You don't have to be masik. For me, say to a masman, Allah could be from the Gabi Shmuel. And in Begum, he said to, we know that Allah could be from the Gabi Shmuel. Say that Allah could be from the Gabi Shmuel. It should be that you don't need to stop when Shabbos comes in. You don't have to be prayed up in the Kaddish. Yeah? So that should show me that Allah is not praised not from Makadosh. So it says no, because in that Gemara beforehand when we had Rabbi Yechonon, there was another opinion in the Gemara. There wasn't Rabbi Yechonon speaking at all. Whereas before Rabbi Yechonon, he said we don't have Rabbi Yechonon. He said we don't have Rabbi Yechonon. She says Ikichadish is alone on Rabbi Yechonon. So Mamela, we now don't have this element of Rabbi Yechonon negative Shmuel.
What was the thing?
Tosha said, on the one hand we've got Shmuel telling me praise up in the Kaddish. On the other hand, early on, we have the Greek from over here saying, I love the Greek.
Right.
So it's a steer.
Right.
So who do we pass in like? Normally, a Greek from over here, we've got an Greek. So that would tell me that Allah is an Irish Shabbos, you do not need to be praised up in the Kaddish. But the places, if you look in that Gemara beforehand, there are two opinions who spoke. Some people say it wasn't Rabbi Yechonon, it could have been someone else completely. And if so, we don't have Rabbi Yechonon neged Shmuel.
Necessarily.
So we can't have a riot that we don't have to be praised up in the Kaddish. Fish them if there's Rabbi Yechonon neged Shmuel, do you have a riot praised up in the Kaddish? But if you've only got Rabbi Yossi, was it going to be me on it? There was a reform of Beit Zachanina against Shmuel. I don't know you passing, right? We have an army, someone to come on, because Shmuel, we have all those like Shmuel. We got our Shabbos covered in Afsa. Okay, we have to learn that Sugis, but we have all like Shmuel as well. Says, I've got a big mixed up Hasu Paskin. One end, we got a Rav and Shmuel holding, praise Mapa Mekadosh. Now then, we've got a Beichon saying, they're not like that. Talak Yerushi. Maybe it's not a Beichon, and if so, maybe I'll have a Rav and Shmuel. So then we've got, so it's all, and we don't know what that Halach is.
Yeah, silly question. So there's two guys. What are they doing? Because if Shmuel is a continuation of the Machlokes, is it Rav Yossi, is it
Yehuda, and then comes Shmuel to the third opinion, and there's no need for Tudat usually indicates like a new topic, a new progression, new analysis.
Right. So either the person who put the two thoughts in was learning like the Rosh Hashanah, and then finished this topic on the Halacha of Gerus, and now Shmuel is bringing in a new element of Chumrah. Or the person put the two dots in with an Amoritz. They're just the princes, really. They can't mean too much. Not Tanaic or Amoritz. In fact, if you open up a Brochus, you'll see they have loads and loads and loads of punctuation there. But as you go through South, the princes gave up on that.
The two dots.
Pass on. Yeah. It's very interesting. Very interesting in Brochus. I don't know why that's what you see. It's full of dots, full of punctuation marks. But by the time you read the Shabbos, it's gone.
I think I read somewhere in school somewhere that the main printer in like was Daniel Bomberg was like, he was a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so then certainly don't make any big toys on it. Okay. So the one who printed or the typesetter? There'll be a difference, right? The typesetter is the one that you're pointing out on.
Ah.
Right. So the one that makes the plates. Oh, so today's the end of the off. Avagadr shall save him. Hailach hachamikol. Hand it off to be stolen. Maybe I'll say this is the thesis that we learned, but I want to share with you an akudah that perhaps you weren't aiming on. This whole thesis that says that I don't know who we passing like because we got a theory between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel is only thesis l'shitose. It's thesis according to his own understanding in Shmuel. But if you learn like the Rashbam, that Shmuel holds of Rabbi Yochanan and is just being a little bit more machmir, there's no contradiction whatsoever between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saying Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel agrees. Shmuel agrees Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. He's just being machmir for his Mappa Makadish. So I don't have any contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan's telling me who's doing fast tonight. Fast tonight, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Along comes Shmuel and say, you know what, I agree with you. But I think we should be machmir for his Mappa Makadish. So there's no contradiction between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. It's possible that we pass tonight Shmuel. Because Shmuel is coming to be more machmir a little bit. Why should we not pass tonight Shmuel? So this whole thesis is that I don't know we pass tonight because we got Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan is after he said the Bechin of Dokak. After he said that Shmuel holds by the Chachamim, because if you look in the Yerushalmi, you'll see that Shmuel holds by the Chachamim. After you've told me that, then now that Shmuel's a new Shitta, and Shmuel's Chaylik on Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel passes not like Rabbi Yossi. So now we have a Machlekes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, who's he passing like? Rabbi Yochanan says he's passing like Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel says he's passing like the Chachamim. It's a Machlekes. Who do we passing like? We don't know, maybe it's not Rabbi Yochanan, it is Rabbi Yochanan. But if you say like the Rashbam, the Shmuel holds of Rabbi Yochanan, he passes on Rabbi Yochanan. Just he's got a little twist in there. So there's no steer in the club. It's not steer in the club. We'd have had to be passing like Shmuel. That would be a shot that comes out between Rashbam and Tate. Yeah, you hear that? We won't aim it on that when we explain this here, but that's one of the mightiest of Chazar is that it comes clear.
You mind to say that again a little bit for me?
Yes, I don't mind saying it again a little bit. We say just that brought down our Ashbam. Ashbam says there's small holes of Ibrahim. Just small machmi. So he says, "Bechin of Docha, because Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon. There's a Rabbanon in Yerushalmi that holds post Mappa Mekadesh." There are three opinions. If Yehuda, he says you have to stop, you have to McClench and start again. If Yossi says you keep going, and the Rabbanon who holds post Mappa Mekadesh. Shmuel holds like the Chacham. So he says that who's Shmuel holds like. Then he says the second part of Tisha saying, "I don't know who we passing like." That's like a lot's a bit difficult because on the one hand we have Shmuel here saying praise Mappa Mekadesh. Earlier on we had Rabbi Yochanan who said Halacha Rabbi Yossi. And whenever you have a machlik as a Birchon and Shmuel, then we pass on our Birchon. So I'm saying, this machlik is the Birchon and Shmuel is only for non-Aktesis. If an non-Aktesis and Shmuel holds that they're Abono, and the Birchon holds our Birchon, then there's a machlik is between them. And now we need to know who we pass them like. But if you learn like Yashbam, that Shmuel holds that Birchon. So Birchon's saying a lot of Birchon. Shmuel's agreeing to that. Just got an added twist saying that person up in Mekadesh, if that's what Shmuel holds, so why shouldn't we pass that Shmuel? We've got no reason not to. We have all that Shmuel, why not? Right. That's what came out. Okay, so now let's try and catch up a little bit on Tesis, the previous Tesis that we skipped out over here. So, there's the first Tesis which we did in Mechlav the Pligi V'Asok. I can't remember if we did it this week or last week. This one, the Tanya. Anyone remember this week or last week? Doesn't matter, we'll do it now. So, Tesis, the Gemara said, Right. That the Gemara said that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Yehuda on Erev Pesach is referring to Hasoka. And then it said Kizatanya or Zitanya, depending how you read it. Zitanya, Mastik and Shabbos. So the point of this Pesach is that we're discussing whether you have to be Mastik on Erev Pesach. That's the discussion we want. And you're bringing a brisa that's not mentioning about Pesach. The brisa is mentioning about Shabbat. So that seems to be incorrect. So it says you're meant to be going Kedetanya. So this one is Kedetanya. Because I know, similar to this brisa where we see there's a Machlek about Matzikin, we'll say similarly that there's a Machlek about Matzikin also by Erev Pesach as well. That's the first Mahalak of Tesis. This is we did. Logos the tiny double bright to lay about soccer, the Pesach. The bride's not talking about soccer, the Pesach. Hello, kid, Tanya. Gosh. And my kick the plague about soccer, the Shabbos, just like they argue about soccer of Shabbos. Hockey Kimley. So too. We now know the plague not about soccer, the Pesach. They argue also about Pesach. They argue about Pesach. That's the first one. Now we have Rabbi Yechiel. This is Rabbi Yechiel. We had twice in the Ahmed. Both of the same idea. And a chiddush. Rabbi Yechiel says the Gaas Ditanya. You argue is Ditanya. You argue is Ditanya. Why? V'dayakim. How can we talk about Ditanya? The writer doesn't mention about Yom Kippur, about Pesach inside Bechalal. So how can you say Ditanya? V'dayakim is Gama Abyeisi Ein Mastikin. Since Abyeisi says the words Ein Mastikin. V'ayin hafil be'er Pesach. That must be Erev Pesach. Ein Mastikin means you don't need to stop, but
you have to start.
You don't need to stop, but you shouldn't have started.
Oh.
Right? You don't need to stop, but at this time period you shouldn't start. So say to that song, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a time period when you shouldn't start. You don't need to stop, but you don't need to stop, but during this time period you shouldn't have started. You shouldn't start. The time is the common reason in Mastikin. I now feel about Pesach. They must feel in. To be Shabbos. So if you say, I feel the hospital. Because in Erev Shabbos, if you say, you can even start. There is no time period where you're not allowed to start to come to Erev Shabbos. So why are you using the word of Ein Mastikin, which means don't stop, but it's not the right time to start. When is that time? On Erev Shabbos, you're always going to have to start. So when's the time when it's, you shouldn't stop, but it wasn't the right time to start? On Erev Shabbos, you're always going to have to start. And my message is on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, going to be easy, there's a time when you mustn't start, but you don't need to stop. So this price tells me that even on Erev Pesach, you don't need to stop. Right? Got it, Daniel? Very good. Okay.
Here's a question.
Oh, yeah. So here we saw We saw McVeigh's cousin. This is where we saw McVeigh's cousin. This Rabbi Yechiel is extremely problematic. Because when is the time that we're talking about where you have to stop? At which time of day do you have to stop? At night. And at that night, at night is not the time to start. You cannot start eating without making Giddush. So at night, it's right to say, Ein Mastikim. Ein Mastikim means you don't need to stop. You shouldn't start now, but you don't need to stop. So there's nothing wrong with it saying Ein Mastikim at night.
But isn't it obvious that at night you can't start? Saying Ein Mastikim is only a Giddush if you didn't know that you can't. If there's no point in Ein Mastikim telling you there's a Kiddush, you shouldn't have started. That Kiddush doesn't exist that night because everybody knows that night you can't start. It's only a Kiddush to say don't stop if you didn't know maybe it's just started where you can't start.
If I the show is continue how it was, that would be more better.
No, so he's saying he could have said Eichel Marila for Geime, he couldn't have said a Lashon. He's using a Lashon Ein Mastikin to tell me this Chiddush that you shouldn't start now. So it says of Avraham, you shouldn't start now, of course not. Okay. Kimege obviously holds not like you're saying. Oidner, another pshat in places. Oidner. Why did he say this, Anya? Oidner, Domer Kamon B'nei Chaboshim, and some of the Kiddush Adem Eyoim. Later on, there's a bright that says that clearly, on Erev Pesach, you don't need to stop. And this is the same on the price of later on. Just Tanya, there's a price later on, and that's good base. So that's the two Tirutim of Tesis. Either it's Bemet Kizitanya, or two Tirutim of Titania. There's either Gilui here, says Rabbeinu Yechiel, there's a Gilui here that we're talking about Erev Pesach, or there's no Gilui talking about Erev Pesach, but rather, there's a brayser later on that's talking about Erev Pesach. So I'm speaking to about these places we skipped. We'll have to come back to. The Avraham, I'm appointing you a shema to remind us to come back to those places. Okay, next week. But before we start Eisam, okay? All right. You're the shema. We didn't do it. Okay. Next place. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you are not Mastikin. So what do you do? Couldn't Rabbi Yitzchak stay the night? What do you do? You started eating Behetta. You started eating at 2 o'clock. Your meal slept out all the way till nightfall. So what do you do? Right, finish your meal, that's a JC's opinion. You finish the meal, then you do kiddush. Then you do
kiddush.
If you said you have to stop straight away, start your meal again. Because if JC, you can finish your meal, and when you finish, then say kiddush. And the discussion that you could have started your meal, I don't really understand that. I can understand a bit. So the discussion, what does the Rebbe say you have to mastikim? Mastikim means you have to say Birch the Mosin. What type of meal does he start to be able to have this story that you have to say Birch the Mosin?
A bready meal,
right? You have to have, obviously he said, Hamoitzi to begin with. So when did he ever say Hamoitzi?
6 o'clock in the morning.
On what?
On bread.
Out of the box. This is good, this is good. One second, tell me, I'll get you. Pastor, she'll say he made the brach on a matzah shira. He made the brach on a matzah shira at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, made the brach on a matzah shira, and he kept going. And came night, the shaila is, you have to bench or not. That's the passage. Mr. Bruce says that Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. That's what Mr. Bruce says. But some say, like Bernard wants to say, no, he starts with a bread meal at 9 o'clock in the morning. Bread, chometz. He did beer chometz, and he had snacks the whole way through the day. Snacks, meat, and potatoes, and things. And came night, he never benched yet.
When did he start in the morning?
10 o'clock in the morning, before beer chometz. Bread, chometz.
Yes.
Angel bread. And his meal slept out the whole way till the night time. The shaila is whether you have to make Birch the Mosin or not. What do you see from this? If you learn this way, you see that Birch the Mosin can be said well later, hours and hours after you had the bread. Even though you didn't have any bread during the rest of the day, you didn't have any bread. So you carried on the meal with meat and potatoes and all the rest. Not rice, I guess, because the kidney is. But all the rest, whatever you eat during the course of the meal, but you never bench, you can still bench at night time.
I'm not sure that I'll have to that's an okay thing to do.
Well, that's what you said.
I know, but it's not so...
I'm actually not a very sensible thing to do, to I'll start your meal at 10 in the morning and keep going the whole day.
Some say you shouldn't bench, you don't have a right to bench if you haven't
had bread in the last 20
minutes.
Right, I'm saying, if you learn Bernard's way, no, but even if you don't learn Bernard's way, if you learn they made the bracha matashia, it also was more than 72 minutes. Because if you need matashia, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat matashia, so the rest of them can start to damage until the rest of your cry out. It's only if you learn Urbana's way. If you learn Urbana, you started with comet at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then you carry on eating all different things, matzah cake and all the rest, and then you see that even though you haven't had bread within 72 minutes, you're allowed to stay there for the moment. Right?
Okay. It's just amazing, you should be prepared from having some muscle. And there's no way that 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night is still prepared for most of the
right.
You should be the most protective as you want.
Which one has the minority?
No, you're talking about Rabbeinu Tam. That was not Kriya. That was talking about before Summer for Mincha.
Okay, we just determined that it was not Ashkenazi. Because he's eating in the afternoon.
Rabbeinu Tam was an Ashkenazi.
Flies in the face when you just heard.
No, I told you, the Mishnah says that the Ramah says the Meg is not to eat matzah shir. Pre-Ramah.
Yes.
The Ramah says. Time was one of the
Mishnah.
Right, okay, fine. Where are we holding? Oh, so that was the Rech, he said, the Ema, Sikh, and Gimikon, it's in the Rosh Bech of the Mosque. Hakakach, the Kaddish, in the Rosh Bech of the Brech, the Kamon. Says, he says, is Mavoah, the Rech tells you, do not need to have a meal, because it covers Shabbos. You don't need to have a meal, it covers Shabbos. So it's basically in Zayn Eichel for Kiddush, where he says that, why don't the Kiddush? When are you going to do Kiddush? If you've eaten your meal last supper, when do you do Kiddush? Are you in Kiddush Yalom HaKim Suda? So basically, he's saying that Chos of Kiddush HaKim Suda, it is called Kiddush HaKim Suda, Kim Shem Yadach HaSuda is the Kiddush. But it's the Suda, it isn't the Suda Shabbos. The Suda he has counts for a Shabbos meal. The Mokha puts the steps to the Ketonim and Mokha Rishi from Maskei Shal Shabbos to Berchadam Mozorim. So you see all the Shabbos meal. However, so it's got difficult, and this we all saw. How do you do the avocations? The first one's going to be Berchus Mozorim, then you're going to have Kiddush. It's completely out of whack. So it doesn't matter. There's no din whatsoever that has to be to feed the Seder. Although we all say Seder of Pesach and Seder nights. Come to keep and taste it. If things go slightly out of order or even a lot out of order, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. You see, you can have Berchus Mozorim. You can have, Boich. You can have Boich, Kaddish, Kalpas, Magid. Sorry, no, before that, we've got Matzah, Boich, Kaddish, Kalpas, Magid, Halel, Nita, and Bethel. That's the Seder Kun Shabbos. You say with the Athens, that was Kesish, but you can say that again in last day, you'll do Kesper, Rav and Chila, Bachel Kesher Kiddush, Riochi Zachov, Bachel Kesher, the Manishan, Bachel Moi, Bachel V Halel, and then Halel. Why did he say to him Moi after Manishan and not have Moi in the meal? That I don't get. Why did he say, we're having matzah in the meal, so why not have mori in the meal? Matzah and mori together.
He didn't have in mind that he's having a Pesach meal now, he's having a continuation of the previous day. He's not taking a Seder, he's thinking of leaving my Friday.
Then he knows now it's not. And he knows, he's got a choice, he either bench, he doesn't want a bench, he wants to keep on the meal.
Kind of like a... he could have done that, but he didn't.
Yeah, but yeah, takes, seems to take on, this is the Seder which he would do. How do you know that? Maybe you'll have Mari in the mail.
If you remember that Mari,
he definitely remembered that Mari. He had that Kavon when he did the Mari. When he had the Mari, he must have had Kavon. I'm doing this the same issue. And says, Marshal, of course we're talking about here where he had the Mari in the mail, because you don't want to have to wash again. He had the Mari in the mail, so I'm saying. He definitely knew it was Seder night, and he was having a bit of cream on. So why Mari's in these? It's up for an aura, I don't have a...
In a normal meal, would a person eat a bitter thing? He's having a meal, he sees it's almost getting nice.
It's ready now.
Let's continue. Delicious and pleasant.
Oh, this lamb is great.
And this is what they got. But normally, they wouldn't be eating something bitter. Now, at the end, we have to put this in, and I don't go with the Lel, this is half seven at the same time. I have to complete that last step.
Could it be permitted enough space to have all four courses? It has a middle thing.
So I don't know why not. I don't know why not, because if you look through the order, you've had Baruch, which was Kiddush, you say, yeah? Then you have Kiddush, then you have Urochi,
right,
and then Haggadah,
right,
and then you have the Abakos,
yeah,
and then Halam.
And then another one at the Halam?
Yeah, like we all do.
Close before Halam and one comes
after. Let's have the Halam. Eventually, we'll call the first coat. Right, we have fourth coat on Halam. First coat will be Vesmolin, second coat will be Kiddush, third coat will be Haggadah. Fourth case will be Hanukkah. I don't know why, the Mesa, I don't know why he has to have more afterwards. Other Abba, observe if you have a good shout over Shabbat, it asks, know why Taster said you had to have more after the meal. Without you, I don't know why it should be. Hey, Mastikin, next Taster. Taster says, I'm not legal, whether you have to be Mastik or not, it's talking about when you start the Hetzer. Because if you start with Isra, then you have to be Mastik. And if you're the Nami to Mastikin, if you're the Ozzy, you have to be Mastik, it's even Kaina Kishikva Kiddush Hayoi. You start with the Hetzer, only once it's night you have to stop. And here we saw the Shayatim says, even if you start with Isra, it would be the same thing. Only once it's night you have to stop. Because the Mukha for us is the mighty. Like it's clear from the story we're going to bring, the Kaina Kiddush Hayoi. Only then they wanted to stop. I'm here to stop. Now speak in the Birchus Hamazon, you have to stop. You have to stop. When you have to stop?
Night.
At night. That's what we saw. Let's say it's the different point. On this point we have no Yehuda. So here we have Rabbein Yechiel again. Amar Rabbein Yechiel Aymer. May the Pasuk Kerev Yehuda Bav Stokah, since we passed the night Yehuda Bav Stokah, since we said Halacha Kerev Yehuda Bav Stokah. What does that mean? Bav Stokah only, not Bav Stokah. Do not fasten on Erev Shabbos. The Ben Yechiel said you should not start your meal on Erev Shabbos on the Minsk. Only the Gabbath Stokah we pass Erev, not the Gabbath Kol. Praise God's Ba'ak. The Ba'ak says the same thing. The Erev Shabbos ain't asking lechem from the Minsk on the Malach. You should not start eating a meal from Minsk on the Malach. Here's these funny words. Biyoshi says you can eat the whole way too. But we saw at the back, the Moshe says that Biyoshi says we pass him like a Biyoshi, then he got out of it. But not Legabe, he never mentioned that scholar. A scholar, we don't pass him a Biyoshi. This is what the Bahag means. So like came along Kaviyeshu, then Pasna Kaviyeshu, Ela Asoka, Avloi Lahasol. To start, you can't buy your meal from after Samach Minsk. And that's the game, Yet Shem tomorrow. Isn't it Mutter tomorrow from about 2 o'clock to have a bread meal?
No.
Isn't it Mutter? Says the Bahag to Ben Yechiel, it's not correct. Ben Yechiel says it's not correct. You have to eat before Samach Mincha. So start eating Samach Mincha, but from Mincha on, you can't. And that's how we baskin as well, because it's very negair for those of Chutzakim. John, I'm sure you remember this. But it's also negair for us as Yisrael Leikim on Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days Yontif. We have a Yontif and Shabbos. So your meal on the meal that we have on Yom Tov, on the Friday, should start before Samach Lemincha. Start before Samach Lemincha. And Rosh Hashanah Shachali is B'Shabbat. It's very difficult. Rosh Hashanah, not for those of you that don't net, Rosh Hashanah that Shachali is B'Shabbat on the first day, so you want to have Shalosh Shuddos. So you want to have Shalosh Shuddos, and you want to have Shalosh Shuddos before Samach Lemincha. And davening ends at best 1:32. Samach Lemincha is something like 3. So you come home, you want to have your meal, and in this second meal, the kavod, the Samach Lemincha is very, very difficult. That's very difficult. Some people, especially davening Mincha in between, to try and do it, it's difficult. But it says here you shouldn't have a meal Samach Lemincha. So that is what a meal is. Like I said, in halacha, for the upset beit is okay. A mincha is only a sudah gedolah of more than a beit. So the upset beit is okay. Some people say even more than a beit you can have. So sudah here means a proper meal. That could be an eitzah. Somebody who has this issue, so Samach Lemincha. If you can't get Samach Lemincha, so you have just a beitza, and that way you'll be carrying your mitzvah on the Shabbos, but you're not being over on this chumma of the Bahag and Rabbi Yechiel. So let's do the last page on the page. The prayer is not from the Kaddish. This we saw, this one we saw before. Who do we pass in like? Your Aspam, so we pass in like Beitzi, and it says, no, it's going, I should meet Chachamim Bechlaf. So, I want to see this second thesis on the page, which we haven't learned. I want to see it together. Loi l'akiris sofam. What does mafsikin mean? What does mafsikin mean? Mafsikin means akiris sofam. What akiris sofam? So, thesis. Haino bichas amozin. That's because the mozin can preach it to El. Shriyagin in Estalik. They used to take away the table, so they had small tables. Each one had their own individual table. By Mistalkin, Mifnei Kulon, they would take away the tables, but not in front of the one who used to bench. So there's a lot you need to have bread on the table when you bench. So when you bench, you need to leave that table there. But in front of everyone else, they would take away the table. But we eat on one table. A knock in the static is not correct to take away the table. To understand correctly, the shabbat basis is that halacha is that when you bench, you're meant to have food on the table, bread on the table. Different reasons for it. One reason is that the chef of bracha comes through something. The story with Eishes Avadia, the wife of Avadia, came to Elisha and said that she's got no food, nothing at home, and then they want to take my kids and my children away as servants. And Elisha asked her, what do you have at home? She said, I have a little bit of shemen. She said, okay, bring along jugs. And she started pouring the oil and it filled up all the jugs. The question is, of course, it was a nest that happens. Why did you need that little bit of shemen to begin with? The answer is that no, Hashem brings Shefa of Bracha through something that is. Of course Hashem can do anything. But the Teva Hashem made it is that Hashem doesn't do Yesh Me'ayin. And you have a bit of Shem and you'll come Shefa of Bracha. When we bench, we are better giving Haidah to the Rinshem for the food that we have. And by giving Haidah to the food that we have, we get the Shefa of Bracha. So we have the bread on the table in order to get this Shefa of Bracha. So it's not right to say this, that before you bench to take away the table, there should be food on the table when you bench. Okay, we're going to stop over here for now. Here's Hashem Sunday. Please, I hope to come here Sunday, but we have to prepare the next Gemara. So we have to do, I don't know if you managed to do it, but Vishav and Vishem Avin, these places then over here, Shem Avin, this place over here, obviously the Hashem till Eison. And these tasers, which Avram, the Hashem, to remind us to do it, tasers, Nibimash, Hamashikin, we also need to be prepared for